Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting seventh. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Frank Quilici. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Boswell. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Boswell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is hit by the pitch. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Mitterwald and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. It's Twins, 1, White Sox, 1. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas strikes out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitterwald moves to second. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen bunts towards the mound. Boswell fields it and throws to first for the out. Bradford moves to second. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held takes first base on ball four. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a line drive towards short. Cardenas catches it and throws to second to double up Bradford. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar strikes out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew strikes out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hopkins moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bradford. Allison reaches second base with a double. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allison scores. It's 2-1, Twins. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenas. The throw from Josephson and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. Two outs. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Quilici hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 1 in the game. Boswell hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson is called out on strikes. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bradford strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 0 in the game. Hansen hits a pop-up towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 2 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Mitterwald fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. May hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Allison strikes out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cardenas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quilici fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hopkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 2 in the game. Josephson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hopkins moves to second. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bradford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tovar. Bradford reaches second base with a double. Hopkins scores. Josephson goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Alomar pinch runs for Ron Hansen. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Held hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Sandy Alomar now playing second base. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Quilici hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 2 in the game. Boswell strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 3 in the game. Carew hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Killebrew is hit by the pitch. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams pinch hits for Gary Peters. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. May hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Olander now playing center field. Cesar Tovar now playing left field. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hopkins hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Bradford takes first base on ball 4. Ward moves to second. Don Pafletic pinch hits for Sandy Alomar. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Morales now playing second base. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Quilici hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-3 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.